Jeffrey's been trying to fix his life for months. He heard about self-improvement from this sexy YouTuber called Hamza, but he's just been stuck in a rut. He keeps relapsing on NoFap, he keeps missing workouts, and he keeps eating junk food. Jeffrey, you know what you've got to do, right? You've got to grab that trimmer, shave off your head, lock in, and go ghost mode. It's time to get away from these friends on Discord who are saying, just one more game, and start making friends with the killers, the masculine guys who are telling you just one more rep. Adonis. Adonis fondly remembers the golden days where he first got onto self-improvements. It was like life had just restarted. Nature was beautiful once again. Books were interesting. Learning was fun. Work was fulfilling. What a beautiful transition it is to go from living a normal life to that of achieving your dreams. Because of that grind, Adonis was able to accomplish goal after goal after goal, and now he lives his dream life alongside his wife, his family, and his community. 4 years ago, I made one of the toughest decisions of my life. I had my own place. I had a girlfriend who I used to play video games with. Like, both of us had gaming computers. So we'd play like Minecraft, League of Legends, and Dying Light together, like these computer games. I was like a young man living with my girl. I was smoking weed, having sex, getting junk food, enjoying every pleasure that a man could want. But you probably could imagine that I wasn't fulfilled during that time. I had pleasure, but I didn't have purpose. I was lacking the kind of fulfillment that would come from hard work and achieving goals that made me respect myself. I had the instant gratification that was hyped up to me all this time, like being able to have sex, and I still wanted something else. What I wanted was to make real progress in big goals that meant a lot to me. And I tried to do that whilst I was in that situation. So I tried to quit weed. I tried to quit playing video games. I tried to start becoming an entrepreneur, making businesses. But I wasn't making a lot of progress in this environment because I was often just falling back into bad habits. I'd set like the plan for tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to try and start a business. But then I'd wake up, feel kind of confused, not know what to do. And I'd just end up smoking weed or scrolling on my phone or something. Till eventually I thought, you know what? I think there's only one option here. I started to think something to myself that I know 99% of people just won't understand. But if you're watching this, you might be part of the 1% that would. I started to get this idea that the only way I could change my life is if I went hard. Like, I went all in 100%. None of this pussy stuff like, yeah, you know, a little bit of video games is fine. Yeah, you know, smoke weed on like the weekends. Yeah, some sex is fine. You know, like, yeah, live here and, you know, a bit of balance and stuff. Not like that. I started to fantasize about going extreme. I thought, okay, what if I moved home to my family's house? What if I cut off friends, even my girlfriend, who I wasn't even totally happy with? And what if I started to literally trim my own hair, go fucking bald, just so I could pour all of my energy and attention into the few goals that I had, which were about my work, like my business and my fitness? I started to fantasize with it. Wait, I could wake up and I could meditate for an hour. There'd be nothing stopping me meditating for an hour a day. I could go exercise, work out for like 2, 3, 4 hours. There'd be nothing stopping me. This was in COVID, so like, you know, nothing was happening anyway. I had the entire day free, just like everyone else did. What if I could go and work 4, 6 uninterrupted hours on my business, and my diet would be so clean so that that way I'd lose fat and I'd get leaner and get like a really nice, impressive six pack? I started to fantasize about really pushing 100% as hard as I possibly could. And you know what clicked for me, and it might click for you, in a such a weird way, like normal people just don't understand this. I started to realize that that jump to like 100% productive me would actually be easier than me trying to live a life of balance. I don't know if you really understand this, but like really speculate that for yourself. To try and just be a bit more productive, a bit more disciplined is hard as fuck, right? Most people spend their entire life trying to make a bit more money, trying to lose a bit of weight, trying to become a little bit more like, you know, ambitious, motivated, whatever. Most people struggle with that their entire life. But I actually started to think, wait, I think it'd be easier to basically just myself and to be reborn as this new version of myself with a completely different identity. I go from like this weed smoking, boy psychology, ejaculating guy to a man, to the disciplined version of me. I'd love to tell you I was like so motivated that I did it and you know it was awesome. Actually, I debated the decision for another 6 months, another 2 full journals. Imagine you go to the store or Amazon and you buy like the notepad, which has like 100 pages, 2 full notepads. Think about that for a second. 2 full notepads, like the one that you get, it's 100 pages of journaling about this decision. 6 months. Then I took the leap and I did exactly what I planned to do. I locked in, I went ghost mode, I went monk mode. I grabbed my beard trimmer, trimmed all my hair off as like a special sign to myself of this new identity that I was creating. I started to meditate 1 hour a day, exactly as planned. I started to work on the business exactly as planned. I started to eat clean exactly as planned. And it was from that moment, in only 1.5 years, I built up such incredible success. I went above 10K a month. I got 100, 200, 300,000 followers. And I set into motion what would then later turn into 100K months, $100,000 profit months, and also millions of followers. And now I'm just going to tell you the complete truth. In 2022, after 2 years of grinding like that, I started to enjoy the fruits of my labor. I grew my hair out again. I made it look all pretty again. I started to take more pictures. I started to use Tinder. I started to fuck more. I started to like, you know, party more and travel more and network more and collaborations and cute little dinners and all these things, you know, enjoying the fruit of your success, right? And it was from that moment that I actually limited my growth. It was from that moment that I actually feel like I fell off. Like I fell off late 2023 with my own kind of speculation. The fall started in 2022 when I stopped being that disciplined, like monk mode locked in version of myself. And I look back now, 4 years later from that moment when, you know, I was making these decisions in the journals, I can't help but to just think like discipline is everything. Locking in and just going hard on your goals is everything, at least for a guy like me. Now, there's probably some guys watching this who this video's not for them. They're like, you know, the clean shirt motherfuckers who have got like middle class white parents and they're nice and privileged and they don't really have many ambitions and they'll probably just like marry the girl from high school or something and they'll be fine on 30K a year or maybe a promotion within a few years if they're good boys. That's fine. Those guys, they can go ahead and watch a movie every night, eat some popcorn, play some video games with their friends. If you're watching this and you relate to me, you're the kind of guy who's jacked off 4, 6, 8 times in a day before, aren't you? You're the kind of guy who's ejaculated, like wanked, till the point that your dick wasn't even getting fully hard anymore. You're the dirty motherfucker who used to go to school with snot coming down of your nose because you were always sick. You got like stains on your fucking uniform, or in your uniform, like the jacket is from like your big brother because your parents couldn't afford to get you a new one. Your brain barely worked in school. You wanted to pay attention in class to get good grades to impress your family. You just couldn't because your mind was just wandering and thinking about your crush, thinking about what you were gonna do next in the video game that you played, and no one had any good expectations of you. You got not terrible grades, but not good, somewhere in the middle, like C, D level. If that's you, the balance, the moderation, it doesn't work for people like us. I promise you, I've tried. I've really wanted that lifestyle of like, you know, being able to go in and enjoy the things and stuff. I thought you'd be able to do that. You know, you've worked so hard. Like this is for the future, right? You work so hard that eventually you can pop your head back out and enjoy the success that you've built up. You know, you can date the girls who are attracted to you now. You can spend some of the money. You can move to Dubai. You can like eat more of the junk food. You can take some days off the gym. You can't. For people like us, you've got to just stay in this war mode. There's a quote which I think I made up. Maybe it's someone else, actually. I just said it to my friend once randomly, and I said to him, I think some men are supposed to stay in the trenches. I visualize being in like World War II in the trenches. There's like, you know, we're stuck in like basically a hole in the floor, just muddy as fuck, flooded. There's like shooting going on above us. We're in this situation for weeks, maybe even months. One of your fingers goes weirdly black and moldy and bloody, and it fucking falls off because of the infections and the horrible conditions that we're in. Then the war ends. It's time to go home. And you look around and you see the guys who are so happy to return back to like their normal mundane life. But certain men weren't happy to go back. They were the men who didn't really have a purpose in life other than the war. They're the men who actually oddly enjoyed the discipline of the trenches. There's not many men like that, but these are the men who are dominating industries. When you see like one of those athletes who are rising rising to fame, when you see the climb of Mike Tyson, Conor McGregor, Khabib, they lived like this. Like, they basically slept at the fucking gym and they trained 3-4 times a day. And they didn't have balance during that time. Of course not. To become a champion, to become great at something, you don't have balance. It's that simple. Balance and moderation is for the normies. It's for like the peasants and the masses of the world. If you want to be a peasant and part of the masses of civilians, go ahead, play the 1 hour of video games and go easy. Like, don't watch this channel again. But you probably don't want to be a fucking nobody, right? You probably look up to these guys. You've watched like those clips of Mike Tyson fucking mauling into people. You've watched clips of Khabib just fucking climbing over people and annihilating them. You look up to the champions of the world. They don't have balance. Conquerors don't have balance. You think Alexander the Great was sat around playing fucking marbles for an hour a day? Motherfucker, he was 19 years old conquering countries. Nowadays, you've got 19-year-olds spending 20 minutes making their hair look fucking pretty. This is actually, let me make a weird point. The life that you think you want is not actually what's gonna serve you. I know what your life plan is. You think you're gonna grind for a few years, make the money, get the success, and then kind of enjoy yourself, right? You'll move somewhere really wholesome. You'll kind of slow down a little bit. You'll get the wife and everything. You're probably kind of thinking it in your mind, aren't you? Like, oh yeah, I'll lift really hard in the gym for another 1 or 2 years. Then I'll kind of like stay lean forever and, you know, just the TikTok boy physique. Or, you know, yeah, I'll get to like 10K, 20K. And then I'll just kind of like relax and I'll, you know, change my focus. Oh yeah, yeah, I'll get like really fit, but then I'll change my focus. I'll become like really attractive, but then I'll just like get like a pretty good girlfriend and then I'll just relax. No. The life that you think you want, where you think you're going to be complete with this grind, that's bullshit. That isn't what you actually want. Because when you go and live that life as like a warlike man, you are incredibly bored. There's another quote I want to share with you, and it's, under peaceful conditions, the warlike man attacks himself. Some men are not supposed to have peaceful, mundane, moderation, balance. They're supposed to have continuous wars, fights, missions, conquests, crusades that they dedicate themselves to. There'll be normies watching this thinking that I'm speaking like too seriously. Who does he think he is? They just don't even get it. Think about it. Most human beings don't understand even like 20% of the potential that you could get to. So they think this kind of stuff that you're watching right now is cringe. Think about that kind of person who literally would find this video cringe because it just doesn't even comprehend in his brain that he can achieve something more than like a 27K a year job with like, you know, the 5 out of 10 girl from high school who gave his friend a hand job at a party and now he's gonna marry her because, yeah, she's actually my soulmate, bro. Just conveniently, we went to the same school together, yeah. What you need is exactly what I needed in 2020, and it's exactly what I need again and continuously. It's what men like us need. We need to stay in the trenches. We need to find the beauty, the fulfillment in the work in and of itself. Not because the work is gonna eventually make us 10K a month and that's gonna change our life. I promise you, if your life changes from money, from success, you will lose the money and success. You can go study every great conqueror, champion, every athlete. They grinded 3 training sessions a day. They were training in the gym. The moment they got the success and enjoyed it too much, that's when they fall off and they almost never are able to bring themselves back to it. I can't explain to you how difficult it is. Like, you haven't experienced this problem yet, right? Giving up basically nothing, like being a normal guy, giving up video games, porn and stuff. Okay, it's basically nothing to go create your new life. But if you're expecting to go hit some milestone like 10K a month and then basically start like the balanced life, you know, enjoying yourself. Oh yeah, I'll just go relax in Thailand or some bullshit. You are going to fall off the same exact way that I did. For certain men, like the warlike, champion-like men, you're not supposed to have the balance like ever. You're not supposed to take the days off. That's for the peasants. That's for the masses. For you, a guy who's watching this weird psychopathic video, you're not like that. It's that simple. So their advice is good. You know, they'll be watching this saying, this is toxic. This is hustle culture. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, for them, this isn't optimized for them. For you, you can try their fucking balanced, cute little day and stuff. You know, like, oh, don't work so hard. You can try that and I guarantee you won't be fulfilled. You're sat there playing video games with like some Discord friends. Like, remember the last time you played? And you're literally thinking like, what the fuck am I doing here? You're getting business ideas trying to discuss them with these retards on the call and they just don't even understand what the fuck you're talking about. You're trying to watch a movie with maybe a girl or the family and you're inspired by like the character, the superhero who's making money, making progress, and you feel something inside of you, and then the movie ends and you're like, wait, I didn't even fucking accomplish anything. It was that guy. I was like just projecting myself. Like, does this not blow anyone everyone else's minds. Movies are just for losers who displace themselves onto the characters on the screen just like porn. Do you guys not see this? And nobody fucking sees it, because there isn't supposed to be that many champions of the world. Only a certain select few guys get this kind of mindset, and only a certain select percentage of those go on to actually harness it to become great in their industry, in their craft, and in their work. And so you have the potential, but trust me, young man, it is not guaranteed. It is not you who is special. It is the fact that you might go on to do the work that is special. It is the work that's special. It is the 5 a.m. grind that's special. It's the 1 hour of meditation a day that's special. It's not you. Never bullshit yourself and sell yourself the story to believe that it's like you who deserves the success. You who's an amazing speaker. That's why you popped off on YouTube. You who's like so good with girls. No, it was the things that you read about. It was the tactics and strategies that you used. It was the habits that you stuck to. Don't sell yourself the story that you are like a great man. Sell yourself the story that you are only great because of the grind that you have put in. Like I said, the Jeffries of the world won't understand this. They'll sit there with their participation trophy mindset telling themselves, yeah, I'm special and I deserve to be loved. I am enough. They'll say these gay ass little affirmations to themselves whilst you're the one putting in the work to actually achieve it. What you need is not just a season, but a life of discipline. And then the final question that you might be thinking is, wait, so Hamza, what you're saying is, okay, lock in and okay, you know, grind, fine. I agree with that. But you're saying like, I can never enjoy the success, really. And here's the interesting part, and you'll probably realize this, right? Imagine the disciplined version of you. Like we're talking like genuine monk mode, right? You are doing everything right. You're making such insane progress. Imagine you're like looking at yourself in the mirror. Your physique is exactly how you wanted it to be all this time. You started a business, you're making money online, right? That feels awesome. What's weird about that? You're grinding, right? But you're actually having fun as well. Like imagine that version of you, right? You've got the best physique ever. You're making money. You've got employees that are looking up to you. Your parents text you that they're proud of you. Imagine that version of you. You're not doing the fun habits. You're not going out, dating a bunch of girls, partying, watching TV. In fact, you're just working. You're just grinding, leveling up. But you can imagine that version of you still having fun, can't you? The version of you that wakes up and sees the PayPal notifications that you just got another 4 sales last night. He's having a fun day, even though he's not doing anything fun. Get this. Visualize the version of you that's doing the fun stuff. He's playing the video games. He's eating the junk food, the sugar. You know, you've worked really hard. Have some sugar, right? Take some drugs. Have unprotected sex with that girl and you're a big alpha male. Come inside of her, bro. Yeah, it'll look cool. Yeah. You do all these fun things. Oddly, you're not really having a fun day. Visualize the day that you're on Tinder, copy and pasting the message to like 20 different girls. That's not really a fun moment. Visualize the day where, okay, you've got post-nut clarity. You've just ejaculated and you realize now, like, this girl's like degenerate as fuck and you are as well. And you want her to leave, but she's awkwardly kind of like staying. And you're thinking like, damn, I really hope no one sees her like walking out of my room. That's not a fun moment. Visualize like eating the sugar and everything. Then you've got a bloated belly afterwards and your physique doesn't look as good. And when you're talking once, you get like a little bit of a fucking double chin like that. That doesn't make you feel good. Like that isn't like a fun experience. The greatest lie that men like us have been told is that these fun activities are fun. Think about what I've just said. These fun things are not fun for certain kinds of guys. It's not fun to play video games, to waste time, to watch anime. I promise you, if you think any of these things are fun, if we set up a camera and recorded you whilst you were doing those things, I guarantee this is what we'd see. That's it. Fucking breathing out of your nose to symbolize a laugh. Sat there for 55 minutes of an episode of whatever the fuck you watch, like this. That's not fun. The fun is doing something that challenges you. Think about me in this video right now. This is like a performance that I'm putting on. This is like me competing in like a sports tournament, the equivalent of that for my business here, my work here. I'm not sat here smiling overly like a psychopath, but this is the 6th video that I've recorded today. Think about that. You know how content creators complain about burnout when they make one video per week or per 2 weeks or per month? This is the 6th video that I've recorded today. I'm going to do one more. So it's a week's worth of content in one day. Can you imagine how I'm going to feel tonight? Like, it's 8 p.m. right now, but can you imagine how I'm going to feel when I'm going to sleep? I've just recorded a week's worth of content. Do you think tomorrow, when I think of this day, am I going to think it's a good day? Fuck yeah, I'm going to think it was a good day. Am I going to think it was a fun day? Yes. How interesting is that? I haven't done the fun things today. I haven't played video games, ate junk food, watched TV. But if you ask me, was today a pleasant day, an enjoyable day? I'd say yes, because I respect myself today. I did the right things today. I challenged myself. So if your question is like, oh, you know, I'd grind and, you know, discipline's cool, but like, do I never get to enjoy it? I will tell you the enjoyment is the discipline, because imagine the lack of enjoyment if you fall off. Like, you know, those athletes, they're doing so well, they're disciplined, they sleep at the gym and they're training 3 times a day and they start winning and winning and winning, but then they get some losses, right? You saw this with Mike Tyson, Conor McGregor. When they got those losses, you know why. They were all partying, enjoying themselves. But if you ask them now, like, was that a fun period of your life? They'd say no. They were probably depressed, right? They started to get loss after loss. The enjoyment of success makes you lose success. So what if you just set up your work and the grind in a way that you actually never really want a break from? You never want to do those bad things. Or maybe you get the desire for the bad thing, like, you know, partying and having casual sex with girls and stuff. You get the desire, but you always remind yourself, like, that's not the best version of you. You can be more disciplined than that. And if you always stay disciplined, the level of success you can build can be huge. And here's the final last thing I'll say. You can also enjoy some things that keep up your discipline, but also kind of feel kind of lavish, right? So let's say you start making a fuck ton, crazy amount of money. You could afford to fly business class, because that's not like an unhealthy thing. If anything, that actually kind of helps you, you know, you sleep better and stuff, right? You can afford like the best supplements and food. You can afford like personal trainers and one-to-one boxing coaches. And you can get like, I don't know, a driver. You can get things that help you with the discipline that don't actually take away from your potential. So you're living like a better life. You've upgraded something. You're not always living at like your mommy's house, but also it's a bit nicer, but you definitely aren't pushing into the version of you that's starting to crave this dopamine and all the instant gratification pleasure. I realize my mistake starting to live like a normal person, enjoying the fruits of my labor. I realize now it's such a fucking scam, because the discipline is fun. And I hope this time I've got the fucking balls to stick with it. And I hope that this message inspires you to go hard on your journey. And when you're ready to really go to the next level, the top link in the description will take you to Adonis Protocol. It's the exact protocol I got onto to first change my life. It includes like fucking trimming off your hair, doing this crazy shit. It's gonna change your life. Go to that top link right now. Subscribe to this channel. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.